Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of things there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions, whatever's on your mind on any topic under the small business sun, challenge, opportunity. We got something we've talked about or written about there between me and my Brain Trust members, including our new friend, Ross Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R. You know him from television. Maybe you've heard him speak. He speaks a lot around the country. He's decided to get a real job and work out here in the real marketplace. And are you still, Ross, welcome back again. And by the way, folks, his new book is called Grab More Market Share. Are you still doing some entertainment stuff?
I do now. I do some producing, and I have another show that I'm working on with another former TV host named Will Schreiner.
Yeah, I know Will, a comedian.
Will and I have got a project we're working on together, but since 1994, my primary focus has been talking to Fortune 1000 companies and,
right,
and translating. So it's been more fun. I heard Bill Gates speak in the mid-90s saying that, you know, you think television and radio is going to be around for a long time, but anybody who wants a TV show can have one, and they'll watch it on their phone someday.
That's right.
He was predicting user-generated content.
Right,
that
exactly.
Now is pretty ubiquitous.
That's exactly right, and that's the way the world is changing. And, you know, one of the things that I've been telling folks, Ross, is that I'm not predicting the end of face-to-face. People are still going to want to come into stores. They're still going to want to go shopping. Nesbitt was right when he said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we're going to want. But I think more and more people are going to have some component of your relationship is going to be digital. Some component is going to be online. And now you've got customers, and this is part of the old age of the seller thing, Ross. You've got customers that will do business with you, and there'll be no digital connection between the two of you. But those days are going away, and eventually, even the people who require you to sell them face-to-face will do something with you digitally. What do you think?
I think it's right, and I think that business did this to themselves. You know, if you walk into a Home Depot and there's a kiosk to check yourself out,
right?
That kiosk came to be because they were too busy to check you out at a check stand, and people did not want to stand in lines anymore.
Yeah,
and it's happening now everywhere you go, at an airport, at a restaurant, at a hotel. The kiosk is there because the customers demanded faster service,
mm-hmm.
and they went through the pain of having to learn how to touch these buttons, and they weren't very good in the beginning, on their own, just so that they could at least get through this without having a long line.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unfortunate. There are organizations like Lowe's and Best Buy who don't have the self-checkout. They hired enough people to get you through the line quicker.
Right.
And to give you some information. It's a lot of information you cannot get from a kiosk.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus everybody's not that capable. One of the things in terms of the technology, though, this technology is really helping a lot of small business owners to be more efficient, and maybe not a kiosk, but technology not unlike kiosk technology is helping small business owners to be more efficient. But what I tell small business owners is never make a customer touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. And the airlines did this by giving you miles by using the kiosk in the first day, in the early days.
You're right. If you reward them in some way that's meaningful, they'll play that game with you,
mm-hmm.
And they'll feel good about you. If you don't, they'll feel bad about you. You know all about good profits and bad profits.
Mm-hmm.
Good profits being the ones that small business person does, and they feel good about you. Bad profits are when you make them do things they don't want to do, and there's no reward, or you charge them interest, or you charge them a late fee,
right.
You're making money, but you're making the customer angry,
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Ross, in your book, you talk about the culture. You say don't let the culture embarrass you. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is the culture has its own is its own being, and they will decide exactly what they want. And if you decide that you want to do something else, or you ignore their what the culture is telling you to do, then you're headed for the boneyard. My father used to say, "It's always better to ride the horse in the direction it's going, Ross." And that little homily could have saved Sony Music. Sony uh-huh. Music, as we all know, got in the business. They had the distribution, they had the name, and then Napster came along and changed that music, the retail right. music game. Sony, Apple did not. Apple noticed that Apple was not in the music business. They didn't have any interest in being, but they noticed that the MP3 file was important.
Mm-hmm.
Sony ignored it, and they said, good, let's get back to, now Napster's gone, we've sued them, let's get back to business as usual. Well, business wasn't usual anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's interesting, is that Sony stood by while Apple futzed around for 2.5 years before they introduced the first iPod. So it wasn't as if the velocity was overnight, that Sony couldn't have done anything about it. Apple mm-hmm. did.
Right. Well, and what they did was they decided that they would take advantage of a disruptor rather than be a victim of the disruptor. And that's a lesson for small businesses, too. Hey, Ross, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to anytime you want, Jim.
Give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
It is RossSchaefer.com.
S-H-A-F-E-R. The book is called Grab More Market Share, out right now. Hey, Ross, thanks again. Congratulations on the book. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.